It was festival day in the city of Jerusalem. Nobody went to school and nobody went to work because they were so excited about celebrating the great festival, as they did every year, not only commemorating the spring harvest, but also remembering back to the time when Moses had brought God's law to God's people so that they would know how to live in God's way. It was early in the morning and already the streets of the city were filled with people. People who lived in Jerusalem and people who had traveled there from far away, pilgrims who had come to celebrate the festival of Pentecost. Now the friends and followers of Jesus on this day were gathered together, as was their daily habit, to talk with one another and to pray. And while they were gathered together, suddenly the rush of a strong wind was heard, and light was dancing over their heads. It was almost as if something was catching fire. Excitement and energy rushed through the group, and they all began to talk at once. And the unusual thing about all of their talking at once was that they were not speaking their usual language. Each of them was speaking a different language, the language that they had never spoken before, but a language that belonged to some group or country of people. So if it was happening today, it might be as if Jack was speaking Spanish and Kehlani was speaking Swahili and Angelina was speaking Greek and others were speaking French or German or Portuguese or Mandarin or Japanese. Suddenly, everybody had this ability to speak a language that they'd never spoken before. And with all this commotion going on, the wind and the talking, it attracted people in the vicinity to come running and see what was going on. And they were amazed to discover that no matter who they were and where they were from, there was somebody in that group of Jesus' followers who was speaking their language. And they said, how can this be happening? These all look like Galilean fishermen. How did they learn our languages? They're just simple peasants. How did they learn how to speak in a language that we can understand? And nobody could make any sense of it except for Peter, who stood up and said, friends, this is the Holy Spirit that the prophets spoke about. The Holy Spirit being poured out on all God's people, no matter who they are or where they're from. Men and women, old people and young people. Everyone's receiving this gift, and the point of it today is so that everyone can hear the news of Jesus and how he was sent by God and lived God's love and God's mercy. It's time now for everybody to turn their hearts back to God so that we can live God's way again. And there were 3,000 people who received the message that day and took it into their hearts and joined with the disciples every day after that in studying the teachings, in doing good work, in sharing meals together, and most of all, praying. It said they devoted themselves constantly to prayer. And we know from our own experience that when God's people gather together, some amazing things can happen. If you want to turn and look at the pictures on the board, you'll remember that when God's people join together in one place, friendships, new friendships are formed. And laughter bubbles up. And spiritual insight is given. When God's people are together in one place, hungry people get fed. That's some of you helping to serve the Wednesday night meal on the night before Thanksgiving so hungry people can eat and neighbors who need help get served. It's like God's fire burns more brightly among us. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit given to our lives and given to people everywhere. We look forward to sharing good news with others, even people with different backgrounds who speak different languages. We look forward to doing our part with you for the healing of the world. Amen.